A climate change summit is about to kick off in San Francisco, and an array of people, including political and business leaders from around the globe, are congregating to advance the framework created by nearly 200 countries 3 years ago in Paris. WUWM environmental reporter Susan Bentz gathered perspectives from a few people who will be participating, and she learned that not everyone is satisfied that the efforts will be sufficient.
Rallies bubbled up around the world this past weekend, bearing the theme, Rise for Climate. People marched in San Francisco, the site of this week's climate change summit, and a crowd gathered in Milwaukee. Aizam Nuromanrad was among 350-plus people who walked through downtown.
Environmental issues are one of the human rights issues.
Surrounded by music and chanting, the retired professor of radiation medicine says she wants citizens to be more aware of environmental issues.
As a scientist, I think the global warming is most important.
Nuromanrad says she thinks it's going to take a sweeping grassroots effort to propel climate change action.
Of course we cannot, one person cannot solve this problem, but collectively, as a community, as and globally, we can take one step toward reducing the rate of the problem. And eventually, I'm hoping that Trump, would not last long in the White House.
More than a year ago, President Trump withdrew from the Paris Climate Accord, calling it, quote, an agreement that disadvantages the United States to the exclusive benefit of other countries. La Crosse-based pediatrician Jeff Thompson shares Nuromanrad's intensive concern about climate change, but has a different perspective.
Instead of expecting a president to lead on this for the long-term good of the whole, just not happening. So other people have to rise up. So corporations can rise up, states can rise up, individual organizational groups.
Thompson is CEO Emeritus of Gunderson Health System. It's a network of hospitals and clinics. In 2008, he said Gunderson did some soul searching and began to reduce its greenhouse gas emissions. Over a six-year period, the group reduced its emissions, including mercury, by 95%.
And we made money, and we did it all with locally sourced energy supply that boosted the local economy.
Thompson says other hospitals and health systems around the country are jumping aboard.
Healthcare is 18% of the United States GDP. If we all get organized towards improving the health of the population broadly, how we source all of our equipment, how we source all our medications, how we use and produce energy, we can have a huge impact.
Thompson participated in both the Paris climate talks and was off to San Francisco after our phone conversation.
I'll be on a panel with a leader from China, a leader from India, one from England. So with a combined power of the governmental agencies that are there and the IT sector and the business sector, the big banking sector there that see the impact of disastrous climate on many of their investments, share best ideas from each one and then develop plans to move forward to say what action do we need to take ourselves and what can we encourage others to do to more quickly move this forward.
Clay Nessler is another seasoned Climate Change Summit participant. He leads global sustainability at Johnson Controls. He calls investing in energy efficiencies and renewable energy no regrets strategies.
What is wrong with reducing energy costs for homeowners and for businesses? What's wrong with creating lots of local jobs? There are 2.2 million workers in the United States that are employed in the energy efficiency area. What could be wrong with improving the health and wellness of people that work in high-performance green buildings that are more comfortable? We see investment going in that direction.
Nestler says his and other companies plan to dig deeper to reduce their carbon footprints by adopting a new initiative
called Science-Based Targets, where essentially use the best climate science available to identify what goals within your industry sector should you target in order to contribute to the mitigation of climate change. A very rigorous approach.
During the summit, organizers hope to announce that 500 global companies have joined in the challenge. As of Monday evening, the count was 476. Susan Bentz, 89.7, WUWM, Milwaukee's NPR.